Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck and Julie, Truth Straight Up here. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, and always brought to you by the best blog in Colorado, or one of the best. Maybe somebody else out there will take offense. But
ColoradoCitizenPress.com. Hey, tremendous. Want to let folks know we're on every live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right now from 3 to 4. Call in at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And if you ever miss something live, you can catch the podcast. We're all over the place. And if it's a podcast site, iTunes, Apple, Podbean, you name it, we're there. Also, just go to chuckandjulie.com, and that'll send you to our YouTube page as well and link you to everything you need to know. A lot to talk about today. I guess start off with 4th of July.
Yeah, how was your 4th of July?
Yeah, you know, call in 888-627-6008. I was really pleased. Rev said this is his best 4th of July ever, right? Normally, we go to a big traditional fireworks kind of thing, and there's a barbecue. This time, we played a little bit of golf. Then we got rained out. And then we had a little bit of a dinner. And then we came home, and my daughter and her boyfriend had got some fireworks. So we went and just in the front, in the street in front of the house, set those off. But our neighbors,
they went wild.
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, my God.
It was almost like a professional fireworks show.
Jeez.
And I was just really pleased to see all over Colorado, all over our neighborhood. And indeed, you could hear, and thank you, Mark, for clapping. You could hear, just see the video from all over the country.
Boston just lit up.
People
LA
like,
lit up.
We don't need your stinking nanny state fireworks. We could do it ourselves. This is, after all, America. And we're celebrating our Independence Day, right? And people right. Like, hey, we could set off our own fireworks. And I was just really happy to see all of that going on.
I was too. It was great. I mean, all of a sudden, I didn't write quite thought of it in those ways. I mean, this is a chimes of freedom out there. Freedom-loving
right.
People against a bureaucratic hellhole.
Right. And I didn't see any police cars in our neighborhood. Now, I don't know if
I'm sure they had lots of calls, and I'm sure they said, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're not going to hunt down people with some minor fireworks. And, you know,
No, not doing it. Exactly. Well, and again, everything's risky for the police department these days anyway. But I also think, though, it was cool that people just, they took it into their own hands. They did it. Rev was like, it's the best one we've ever had. And here's another reason why I think those George Soros-funded, progressive, crabby Democrats are doomed to failure. And that is, this is what I believe. I'm a patriot, so I sort of looked at it, I got to admit, through those eyes, right, and a populist eyes. I suspect, though, that the vast majority of the people setting off fireworks were doing it because it's fun, right?
I think they're making a statement.
Well, making a statement, but it's also fun, right?
Well, that's what fireworks are for.
Exactly. And when you tell people, no fun is allowed in America anymore. We can't have singing.
Return of Cromwell's England or something.
Yeah, no singing in church, no singing anywhere else.
That's right.
Can't talk, can't communicate. All you must do is crab and be a Karen about your neighbors. And that's why I think they're doomed. It's like fireworks are fun. Singing is fun. Getting together with your friends. Guess what? That's fun too. So, you know,
going to Bannerman Speedway, that's fun.
Now, moving on to that. We are part of the, and I want to encourage you guys, everybody out there, to go do this. We stand with Bandimere. Here's what happened over the weekend. So Bandimere Speedway, it's Bandimere Speedway, right? They hold events there. Then they held a big event on the 4th of July.
It's by Red Rocks outside of Denver.
Red Rocks. And it was a big, I mean, it's their thing, right? And they had been in negotiations, and our friend Randy Corcoran is representing them. Randy is, he's going to be the...
He's representing everybody.
He's not a freedom lawyer anymore.
He's going to have to hire a lot more lawyers.
Exactly. That's a good problem to have, probably. But at any rate, the Jefferson County Health Department, it wasn't enough that they shut down everybody unnecessarily. Doesn't matter that the curve has not only flattened, it's been crushed, right? Doesn't matter that deaths are lower than they've been.
Colorado didn't report them anymore. I mean, you go on the Worldometer, which is one most go to, and for the last few days, they're just not even reporting them. So maybe they're too low and they're upset and they, you know.
doesn't matter that, you know, the statistics are all coming out. If you're under 45, the chance of you getting sick from the coronavirus is practically zero.
Not sick,
right?
Dying,
right, is practically zero. I mean, doesn't matter, right? The Jefferson County Health Department, no, we can't have fun. We can't make money. We can't enjoy time with our family and friends. So they were telling Vandermeer they could only have 175 people per activity. And see, that's a sticking point because they had all kinds of activities there. So Vandermeer was in talks with the health department all week, last week, trying to figure out, okay, fine, 175 people per activity, but what's per activity? Yeah. What do you mean by that? Mm. According to Randy, even the judge said, I don't know what this means, right?
So Vandermeer— Well, good. Issue a preliminary injunction where you don't know what it means.
Right,
excellent.
Exactly. That's where they are right now. It's
Tamara
like,
Russell.
Now, we're just, if you do anything we don't like, we're just going to use it to arrest you. And
well, they got a temporary restraining order that didn't prohibit them from having the event, but prohibited them from violating whatever these guidelines meant, which even the judge said he didn't know.
Right.
So now they've gone for a preliminary injunction, and I think they're going for fines over $100,000, and you know they'll have another telephone hearing, I guess, on it. But it's just amazing how you have one side of this country that just wants you to be miserable because they're into misery.
Well, because they're into misery and they don't want Trump to be elected. I mean, so you got Governor Polis, number one, and once again, massively overreaching. We're still in a state of emergency. Give me a break. Again,
does it ever end?
No, it's never.
I mean, you're going to have a flu season every year.
Right.
Does this jerk get to be the dictator forever?
And so he then issues this. You got these health departments. Again, this elections
they're
have consequences.
Awful.
That's why we need to have
this defund the health department.
County commissioners. So anyway, what happened out at Vandermeer is, and you can see the pictures, it's all over the place in the media. There are people there, and they're kind of sitting in clumps. My guess is these are family groups or people who came together. They're social distancing. In terms of, you know, I don't think they don't have six-foot sticks, but people are, it's not packed, right? It's not jam-packed.
Well, they had a few thousand. It seats 23,000. They did everything you're supposed to do. But no. Some of those people look like they're having a good time with their families and friends. And
looks like they're actually celebrating.
Celebrating. And of course, you know, the health department didn't actually go in themselves, but sent some drones over or something. They said, is that couple social distancing? I don't know.
No, exactly. And so what they did is they suspended then their liquor license.
Yeah,
And they slammed them, and they're back in court again on Wednesday. And they're basically, and even in the, we got a copy of the suspension, and it says something like, upon belief and
reason,
it's like, right, it's like, we just think, it's like, we just sitting here, we weren't there ourselves, we didn't have anyone in there
because they'd be in danger.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. They just said, we don't like what they're doing out there at Vandermeer. Now, here's what I was saying. If they had stormed Vandermeer Speedway, and if they had tried to burn the place to the ground with thousands of people, that would
killed
be okay.
Killed a few small children.
Right, and if they shot some children who were accidentally caught in the crossfire,
right,
all of that would be okay. You wouldn't hear a peep from anybody. But you have American families out there celebrating the 4th of July.
Well, that's racist by itself.
And that's Jefferson County says, we're going to slam that down. We're going to punish Vandermeer. We're going to suspend their liquor license. It's like insanity. You know, and while they were apparently having some of these court hearings, right, in Jefferson County, in Aurora, at the same time, you've got hundreds, thousands of people involved in the Elijah McClain protests.
That's now, okay. Though.
Yeah, I personally don't have a problem with that. Great.
I don't either.
If they want to do that, it sounds like that
was
a terrible thing.
Well, they don't shoot any kids, per se.
Right, well, I'll get to that in a second. But this is just insanity. So that's okay. Those people, nobody's violating anything. They don't call up Tate Anderson. They don't call up the Black Lives Matter people. They don't call any of them and say, we're going to hold you responsible. We're issuing a restraining order. No more marches. No more protests. No. It's just, if you're doing that, if you want to vandalize the state capitol, which, by the way, is still vandalized. They haven't cleaned that up either.
No reason to.
All of that is fine, okay? No peep, no complaint. And in fact, that's good because that's worth it. But if you just want to get out there and have some fun and celebrate the 4th of July with your family and friends, well, we're going to shut you down and we're going to punish Vandermeer Speedway. Randy was saying they've lost $250,000 so far. I mean,
well, just starting.
Right, exactly. So what I'd like you guys to do, if you want, go to the Vandermeer, because Randy said what they want to try to do is show a massive amount of support for Vandermeer. So there is, number one, a Facebook page called We Stand With Vandermeer. So it's just Facebook or I
B-A, Stand. It's Band, that's a boy, A-N-D-I-E-R-E.
Well, yeah, and so Bandemir.
I think there's an M in there too.
Yeah, there is. Now you know.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Just put the B in there. Just put the B
also,
in there.
Also, go to Facebook and like the Bandemir Speedway page because they want to show the support. The I Stand With Bandemir in a couple of days has like 5,000 people. We are one of them who like it too. I mean, they're going to do a GoFundMe page to help again with the legal fees. But what do you think? 888-627-6008. To me, it's just, it's outrageous that they did that. Again, you know, you can go to church now, but you can't sing in church. Like what? You know what I mean? You can anything and make no mistake anymore. They are trying to create chaos. They're trying to instill fear. They want to do anything and everything they can to make sure that Trump doesn't get elected. And Mark, I see you unmuted yourself. What do you think about all
did.
This?
I was sad because I wanted to go to Bandemir and I couldn't. And I turned on the news at 10 o'clock at night and Channel 4, the shamers were out and about. They had a helicopter and they were explaining how many people were there. They were sure that they'd broken all the laws. Then at the end of the time, they had one of the Jefferson County health director came on and said that, you know, they were going to take appropriate action. And I was sitting, it was hysterical to me. I was watching that and I was going, yay, Bandemir.
Yes.
Those people truly looked like they were having a great time.
Yeah.
So the harder they tried to shame, the worse they looked, I thought.
Right. Yeah. Well, and again, it's just crazy unfair. I was reading one of the reports where the health department said, well, the rules were clear and they violated them. From what I understand, the judge herself or himself acknowledged, I don't know what 175 people per activity means either, right? And that's the thing, I think, Mark, what they're trying to do, once again, it's like they did with the restaurants, right? They want to send a message. It's like, you do what we tell you to do, or you will be punished, and we will try to destroy you. We're not going to give you clear rules so you could follow them. Everything is chaotic, and we don't care if, by the way, your business, Bandemir Speedway, folds after being here for
so long.
Health
department will still be funded,
yeah,
so there's not a problem. They'll all have their jobs, and they don't really give a darn. But you know, you wonder how many people feel like us, Mark. You think that's minority or majority?
I agree with what you're saying, and I think a majority of my friends agree with what you just said and what I think.
Right.
It's a total sham. I mean, I keep looking at more and more things come out every day. If you go against the real reason they said to start with to get the hospitals ready,
right.
They have so much hospital capacity that isn't used right
now. Well, They started going broke. All the hospitals began going broke because they canceled elective surgeries. Now they're getting them back. And, of course, some people come in with
the
antibodies.
And they're counting those people as COVID, right.
So, I mean, one thing, if you watch, the number of COVID cases is climbing astronomically, while the death toll, which of course is the whole important point, is plummeting. I mean, right. Arizona had one death yesterday. Texas had two. And we were told before, you know, oh my God, what are they going to do in Arizona? Everything's going, the world's going to end. Down in Florida, they have low 20s. But I mean, they just constantly, just go on the news, just, you know, type in coronavirus and go CNN, Washington Post, coronavirus cases skyrocketing, not noting that that's a good thing because you're getting group, you know, when they're going up and the death toll is dropping, that means that's good news. It means more people who have the immunity, but they don't. They just constantly pound away at it. And it just, I don't know, just.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I've got one neighbor that started complaining about how much the cases were going up. And I said, well, do you ever look at that parted out and look at the data? Because I said, it's making our case to leave it open. And I said, if you're under 35 years old and you're not out and about in our country, I don't understand what's wrong with you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
I don't. Why aren't they fighting back?
They're home on election day, too.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right. And, you know, here's what I think the young people are doing. I don't know that they're fighting back because the ones, at least that I know, are not particularly political, but they're just living their lives, right? They're just, you know, they're the people who are like, you know, I'm just going to set off fireworks, okay? And they're like, you know, they're going to go to the gatherings and they're getting together with their friends and God bless them, I say, because, It's a sham. So thank you for weighing
Thanks,
in.
Mark.
We appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Appreciate that.
Anybody else want to come on? 888-627-6008 is the number to call. Well, you know, and to kind of, and you're the one who tracks this, but a couple of things you need to know what they're doing with the numbers. Again, they're rigging it, right? It's just like with the deaths. There was a guy in Colorado who died actually from alcohol poisoning, but tested positive for coronavirus. So they listed it as a coronavirus death, even though there was another person shot, right? Listed that as a coronavirus death, even though it was a gunshot wound. What they're doing with hospitalizations in general going up because the hospitals are reopened. They are testing everybody. And if they test positive for coronavirus, then they're listed as a coronavirus hospitalization. In terms of the cases, here's what they're doing here. This is even more insidious. It's kind of like chain migration, if you look at it that way, or chain immigration. Right. That's just say that Chuck tests positive. He has a test and he tests positive. What they're doing is they're using that contact tracing and they're looking at Chuck and they're saying, well, where have you been? And any place where somebody has come, they're assuming that I'm positive. I mean, that anybody I've had contact with, they aren't even testing those people.
So
they're
even,
just
but
assuming.
But even if you know, they cheat on the death statistics, deaths across the country down the 200s. I mean, and considering how they calculate them, it's almost nothing. And yet,
right,
huge parts of the country are shut down. You can't celebrate the 4th of July in Boston. Really? I mean,
oh,
you
it's
really
ridiculous.
Can't?
Although, so maybe they're going to start killing them. I'm sorry, killing themselves. Like Harvard is going to be all online. Now, I think it's still like $50,000 a semester there, right?
That's,
you'd
that's
think.
Less than normal. You'd give, semester, okay. Semester.
Well, yeah, you'd give them a break, but all of their courses are online, right? Okay. And because of the coronavirus, it's... they're rigging the numbers. They're cheating the numbers. They're making a big deal about the cases being up, which, as you said, theoretically should be a good thing because now all of those people are immune
right.
from it.
Or partially immune.
And then again, POLIS won't back off on the emergency declaration. They won't allow people and places to go ahead and reopen. You know, they're closing bars, which is stupid. And again, and Bandimere Speedway, right? Because the people at Bandimere were celebrating the 4th of July. There's another event out there this weekend. And they're gonna try to close them down, even though it is perfectly okay to riot, to protest. Thousands of people can do that, and it's not a big problem.
It is an amazing kind of, and as far as I can tell, the public is accepting their and you have people like Marco Rubio, wear your damn mask. All these Republicans telling you, for what, Marco, for what? Wear a mask for what?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing to watch these people, these Republican leaders, if you can call them that, constantly taking up whatever Democratic line they think is, they are so, live in such a bubble, they think, well, whatever the Democrats say, that's the one to do it because they're smart and we're stupid.
Well, I even go further than that. They want to destroy Trump. I think, you know,
they don't particularly want to. They think, that, you know, Ben Sasse is another one. You know, he's all into this Russian bounty thing. I mean, that's all he can talk about. You go,
it's like,
really?
Drop the road.
Really?
Don't even go down the Russian road.
And he's not alone. You know, what are they doing?
Well, and the thing is, you know, and maybe we'll go out at Bandimere. They have Friday and Saturday. They're having another big event.
Yeah.
And I hope the place is packed, right? And again, maybe if we all just carry Black Lives Matter signs and try, you know, trash a few things on our way in and say we're there to
protest. Go to the health department.
And... right. Then it'll be okay, right? It's just, it is outrageous. And, you know, with the mask, that's another thing too. And, you know, what are your guys' thoughts on the mask? 888-627-6008. Or if you're here on Zoom, just go ahead and unmute yourself. They are using the mask. This is my thing. On one hand, yes, you know, as you pointed out, there's a certain amount of common sense that wearing a mask, you know, keeps you from sneezing on somebody else and maybe has an impact on the spreading of germs. However, you also read all these studies that show, no, it doesn't actually, because
moreover, and you know, you're blocking your breathing, you're adding
right,
more.
All of that. But they're turning the mask in. I mean, it's going to become like a shaming thing.
It already
and they
is.
Want to do,
it
I mean,
already
that's
is.
Just one way. If they can make you wear a mask and they can make you stay home on the 4th of July, they can make you not
sacrifice your firstborn child. I mean, there's nothing they won't do. And yet the Marco Rubio, wear your damn mask. You know, no, we're not going to wear our damn mask, Marco. Why don't you try to make us wear the mask, Marco?
Right. Well, and here's where this is going, too. This is another interesting thing. Denver City Council today announced that they're not going to be holding any more in-person meetings for a while. In part, it's kind of funny because of Black Lives Matter, people keep storming the place and protesting and saying, again, here's again the hypocrisy and, you know, demanding that the mayor resign. So they're like, well, they don't want those people to get coronavirus. It's okay if they're protesting, you know, someplace else, right? If they're taking over the Aurora Police Department, that's all okay. But if they're at the Denver City Council, but here's what the thing is in the fine print, what it says is, so they're not going to have the ability to take public comments anymore. Now they're saying, well, we're kind of still figuring that out.
Yeah, I bet they are.
But you know, Chuck, I bet you $1 billion, if I had $1 billion,
yeah,
the end result of that is going to be same as the legislature did. They're going to pass things without allowing public comment. They're going to say it's not safe. Not safe for people to comment publicly, but we got to get this zoning through. We got to make the big developers happy. Right. So we're just going to go, I bet you that's the next thing. They're going to start waiving rules saying they don't need public comment.
No comment on big developers.
No comment to the state legislature. We're just going to pass stuff. Polis is going to say, well, I issue an executive order. Fortunately, the Colorado Supreme Court said you can't change the election laws. But I think
Well, that was when the Polis said, okay, for certain, certain my preferred ones, you can do them electronically.
They
said, no, you can't change the state constitution just because you want to. And it's, you know, hopefully we'll have more of those.
I was kind of like, you know, you should wear a mask because there are some people concerned. And I have to admit, I do. I have some friends who are worried about this.
Well, good. Wear your mask.
And I'm kind of like, well, then you wear a mask, right?
Well, at first, I, you know, you and Karen Gatlin, I said, well, I don't mind wearing a bandana, you know, but that was like 2 weeks into it. After a while, I said, this is ridiculous.
Right. And
this is ridiculous.
Now, exactly. And again, particularly when, if it's something that the Democrats and the progressive left like, you don't have to wear a mask. If it's something that populists and conservatives would like, then you do have to wear a mask. And if you don't, and if you like it, Bandimere Speedway, I think that's, to me, this is the government, unelected bureaucrats, flexing their muscle and trying to shove it down the citizens' throats, taking away their liquor license to say, we will punish you. We will hurt you financially. We will try to shut you down if you don't do what we say. Even if what we say isn't clear, even if what we say makes no sense, even if what we say isn't necessary, we're the ones in power and you have to do what we say.
And we're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're so good at it. But I have to say, there were a lot of fireworks out, a lot of fireworks around our neighborhood, which is a little surprising. I didn't know we had so many patriots and brave people. You know, got to go out there and meet some more of these great people because they just weren't going to be crushed. And I didn't hear any police cars coming out through all the Karens telling us we couldn't do fireworks. So it was a great 4th of July. And I thought the president's speech was great. They all said dark, divisive. That's the only thing they have is dark,
right.
Divisive.
Right.
You know, no matter what it is, it's high, dark, divisive.
have a nice day. Dark,
yeah.
Dark and divisive.
Dark
president,
and divisive.
And racist.
Racist
or something.
Yeah, right. Everything is racist. So amazing thing. If you had a great 4th of July, give us a call at
888-627-6008. You know, if you were at Bandimere, we'd love to hear from you too.
Yeah.
I talked to some of the organizers of these movements, and I think they're still getting their act together a little bit. And they said, okay, we don't want to get too public yet. But, you know, again, we saw what they did to some of the restaurants that opened early. But then you go to Well County.
How many months has this been?
It's been since March, like March 16th, right?
Wow.
We were talking with our son, our 9-year-old, and we remember when it first started. And we were all thinking, weren't you guys like a couple weeks,
right?
All of a sudden, it's like on
permanent,
and on and on.
Permanent
if
you're
emergency. A restaurant, if you're, I mean, every day there's this blog site, they list all of the businesses that are closing for good.
Sad,
you know, and it is sad. And Polis doesn't care. The Jefferson County Health Department doesn't care. As you pointed out, they all still get their, you know, they all still get paid.
The one thing I can do every day, though, if it's on, is watch Carrie McEnany and her press
the
conference.
The president's press secretary.
Who is just unbelievably great. So today she came on and it was 90% of questions. What about the Confederate flag and Bubba Watson, Federate flag.
Bubba Wallace.
Not the golfer.
NASCAR guy.
Well, and the golfer. and she got to the end and said, not one question, all the people who died on violence this week, and nothing about the 8-year-old being killed, none of that. You all answered nothing. Yes, not a single question. Then she she walked out, you know, her mic drop thing,
right?
Which is just tremendous because it, and boy, I went on Mediate, which is the left-wing site,
right?
And they were just screaming about her. How dare she? You know, she's the world's worst person. Except everybody on the right is going, thank God there's somebody out there giving it back to them.
Well, and I, you know, because I did, because I wanted to talk about this too, because this whole public safety, public health thing, I think is all of these George Soros funded moves, all of these criminal justice system reform, all of this pushed by the progressives. There's a theme here. It is destroying the fabric of our country, the fabric of society. It's making people more endangered. And if you, like that couple, wherever they were, try to protect your home, then you end up getting charged. Yeah. So here's some numbers just to bring it home to you guys. So in Chicago, this is over the 4th of July weekend alone, 80 people were shot, 17 were killed.
That's not a bad weekend for Chicago.
In New York City, 64 were shot, 10 were killed. Philadelphia, 31 shot, 7 killed. Atlanta, 28 shot, 4 killed, including a little 8-year-old girl. Her family was at the Wendy's. I was unaware of this. The Black Lives Matter people have taken over the Wendy's that they burned down for that guy after the guy was killed by police. That was bad, but taking over the burnout Wendy's. And if you're the Atlanta mayor, you know, hey, you reap what you sow. This family is going there. They're trying to do a U-turn to get away from them. People leaned into the car, opened fire on the car. Black Americans shooting Black Americans.
Well, that's okay.
So I'm not sure which Black Lives Matter and which ones don't.
That kid doesn't. The parents said, that kid did nothing.
And the mayor said, I guess we're not going to let them occupy the Wendy's anymore.
Here's
the thing, that couple who legally owned the firearms, who legally were defending their property, they're getting charged. But you have all these people, I don't know, call me crazy, but I'm going to guess whoever shot that girl probably didn't legally purchase that gun and didn't legally possess a gun. I'm just guessing that.
You just made a guess.
But here's what's going on. It was in Town Hall, they had a great column. It was talking about 6 cities, all Democrat, 6 weeks, 600 murders. I mean, that's insane, right? In New York City, homicides are up 20%. In LA, homicides are up this year 250%. In Chicago, there have been 350 more murders this year so far than this time last year.
You're kidding. Than last year? Last year was a great year, too. I mean, that's not an easy bar to get over.
And here's the thing, when shootings are up, I remember when I was at Fox 31 doing a story with ATF agents, and we've talked about this before, but here's where it ties into the criminal justice reform. He pointed out, he said, shootings are really just attempted murders with really bad aim, right? He said that's the only thing that keeps a shooting. So when you have shootings up 57%, your homicide rate is going to skyrocket as well, simply because that's what's going to happen. A lot of this has to do, I have been saying this for a couple of years now, with the criminal justice reforms pushed and funded by George Soros that let people out of jail without having to post a bond. Doesn't matter what the crime is. Doesn't matter if you were already out on bond. Doesn't matter if they know you're not going to show up. They say, well, it's not fair. If you're poor, you can't post bond. So the problem is you have always with the shootings like burglaries. It's not like, okay, so the murders were up 350, you know, more. Typically the way it works are the shootings. You don't have 350 individual murderers running around. In cases like this, what you have are a small group of people committing the bulk of the shootings and the murders. But when you arrest people and let them go and arrest people and let them go and arrest people and put them back in the streets, that's what happens.
Well, you know, it's like everything else. It's like police reform. Did it need police reform? Yes, they really did need it. I mean, it's not because they're killing necessarily blacks, but there are too many shootings, too many trigger happy, but then they go way over. So bail reform, there should have been some other ways you could get some people. Sure, they come back other than bail. But of course, then they made it so there is no bail, there is no arrest, there's anything. I see we have Casper Stockholm joined us.
Yeah, Casper, I see you're joining us. You know you are always welcome on this show. If you want to unmute yourself and bring up your video, feel free to chime in. There he is. Happy day after 4th of July or 5th of July. Hey, how was your 4th?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. I heard you talking about, I think you were talking about Band and Bear earlier.
Yes,
I was out there at the event.
Good for you.
You're going to probably just drop dead from coronavirus during this podcast then, right? I mean, what was it like?
Oh, it was awesome. I've never been to the racetrack before. And I didn't get a chance really to spend a lot of time inside. We were in the parking lot. And my goal at the time, because I didn't realize that I didn't realize they were just going to let everybody in. So I was just trying to get the parking lot full so that we could at least have the parking lot full.
Right.
But then I noticed that if you had a ticket, you could get in, even though it was sold out. If you had a ticket, you could get in. And then eventually it was full inside. The parking lot was completely full, and there are people parked along the side of the roads and everything else. So it was
right.
Right. Well, and what do you think about, you know, I'm sure you've heard and seen, because it's all over the place, the hullabaloo. And I was talking with Randy Corcoran earlier, and he said, you know, where the Jefferson County Health Department is citing them for contempt of court, trying to shut them down.
Yeah.
Even though the rules were vague.
Well, so much of the judge didn't know what it meant, but that's okay. You violated it.
I mean, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hilarious that they would put those kind of restrictions on John Vandermeer, who I actually met Saturday as well. That was kind of cool. I took a picture with him.
Yeah.
You know, but not put any restrictions on any rioters or anything like that. So it's a totally a double standard going on. But we, and I'm glad you guys are doing it, I'm doing it, Randy's doing it, we all need to push back on these, on the bureaucrats and on the governor and everybody else. In fact, the next fight that I think you're going to see real soon, in fact, is already starting to happen, is the mask wearing.
Yeah, wear the mask or not.
In Golden, they've already shut down the creek and said, you know, you can't be on the creek anymore because some of the people had the nerve to go down the creek in an inner tube with no mask on. How dare they?
Spreading coronavirus wildly. I probably do not have it.
Well, it's tough to swim with a mask on.
Yeah, to tube.
Yeah. They shut all that down.
My thing is, let me ask you your thoughts on the mask, because, you know, my feelings on this has evolved. Like I said, at first I was like, you know, there are some people who are concerned, so do it to be kind of considerate of them. But I think Polis and these people, he was tweeting today, wear a mask, Colorado. They, I think, Casper, no, it's not necessary, but I think they have a bad ulterior motive.
Right. Well, they're conditioning us for their next little move.
Yeah. Yeah. He sent out a post, I think it was yesterday, said no shirt, no shoe, no mask, no service.
Yeah.
He put that out.
Right.
I've been tweeting out if I go to a anything, a restaurant, a store, whatever, and if they deny me service, I'll be suing them and the governor.
Good for you. Let me ask you this, you know, when we've talked about it before, and I told Chuck, no, we're not going to slam the Republican Party today, but it's so hard. You can't help yourself. You are just about the only Republican I have seen out there, certainly the only candidate I've seen out there pushing back on any of this stuff.
Yes, and it's kind of funny because when I listen to some of your counterparts, they keep saying no Republican is out there saying anything. And I said, dude, I've been out here talking about this stuff from day one. You know, so I was protesting in the Vandermeer parking lot on Saturday, protesting for our freedom, protesting for our liberties.
Right. Was Cory Gardner there with you?
No.
He must have not gotten the word in time.
He didn't get the word in time. Yeah,
just missed you by a second or two.
It was just me and Tony Caputo were the only.
Good old Tony. We love Tony. Yeah.
We were the only candidates that I saw out there. Now, there could have been some others, but they weren't bragging about it, or you know, they weren't publicizing it.
Well, I think Laura Bobert would, but she's
she's on the Western Slope.
Well, but she's also, you know, national.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, and let me ask you, because I want to go back to one of the things, though. Every time I think there's no hope, then I see things that give me hope. Like I was saying at the beginning, in our neighborhood, and like I think all over the city and indeed all over the country, there were great individual people having their own fireworks displays for their own neighborhood. And I thought, that gives me hope that people said, heck with you bureaucrats, heck with your executive orders, we're lighting off our fireworks.
Yeah. Well, there were a ton of fireworks on Saturday. Vandermeer had a great show on Saturday, you know, but even all throughout the neighborhoods, like you're saying, just fireworks everywhere. And a lot of the bureaucrats and the, you know, the governors and mayors are talking about, don't do any fireworks, you know, keep it.
Right. I mean, it chimes of freedom out there. You just see all these fireworks out there and just going, well, all right.
Yeah, so what was the mood? Right. Tell us a little bit about Vandermeer. What was it like out there? What was the mood out there? People glad to see you?
It was great. And I was in the parking lot, but I had my little table set up with Casper for Colorado. So we were talking to the folks because Vandermeer happens to be in CD7.
All right. So there you go.
Very good place for me to meet folks. So we were handing out stickers for the kids and just having a great time doing the tailgating in the parking lot. And then I reached out to a mutual friend of ours. I don't want to mention his name to mess him up or anything, but he was able to get me a face-to-face meeting with John Vandermeer, and I took a picture with him and stuff. And, and I went to shake his hand. He shook my hand, and he said, "Can I just give you a hug?"
we're going to have to close everything down.
I know. He's infected. I'm infected. The person that hooked us up, we're infected. We're all infected now.
There you go. Well, just a couple of final questions. What do you make? Does it give you hope, too, that the people came out, that people wanted to celebrate the 4th of July? And people?
I guess there were thousands of people out there. I mean, seats, 23,000. So, you know, I mean, it's
– The stands were full. The parking lot was overflow full.
Right.
So I don't know what the final numbers were, but it was a well attended event.
Right. Yeah.
And that does give me hope. That does give me hope for sure. Now
I hope each one of those is a voter, and I hope they're from CD7 and vote for you.
Right.
Man. Well, we had a lot of
pro model wasn't out there, I'm sure.
No, he was not. he was doing a virtual 4th of July.
No, in his bathroom, yeah.
Well, Casper, how can people help you? How can they find out more about you? What can we do for you?
Well, things are actually picking up pretty well, guys. I'm excited and stuff. We've got some meet and greets set up. I think you guys were thinking about doing something as well. So we're excited to be able to get out there and meet people. They can go to casper4colorado.com. That's Casper, F-O-R, Colorado.com. Things are picking up. We're in the general election now. I'm going to be hopefully doing some events with Lauren.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Steve House is, and I are still talking and stuff, so we're putting things together.
Surprising.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So between Laura, Steve, and myself, I believe that we are going to drag Corey over the finish line
and get
Colorado back in the red column.
There you go. All right. Thanks so much, Casper. Thanks for joining us. Take care. Take care.
Thanks. That's Casper Stockham, you guys, running for CD7. We will be voting for him.
That's right. He's in our district. All we get are CD6 announcements from caucus room.
But that's all right.
But let's go for a second over to Synergenics.
Okay.
Which they help kind of invent age management. I mean, you've got lots of hormones and vitamins you need and lots of other things get out of balance. And the only way to get them in balance is just check them. Hey, where are you on this one? How's your heart doing here? How's your heart doing there? And where you're doing great, that's fine. Where you need a little help, bam, you can get the help from a doctor. Everything's monitored. They can recommend, see how your diet's doing, see how everything is doing. And it's an amazing process of age management, really is. Getting back your energy, getting back your love of life. And so you need to call Julie McCallum. She'll have a free conference with you. And it costs you not a thing at 720-387-3681. That's 720-387-3681. You'll be glad you did. And tell them Chuck and Julie sent you because we're proud to send her.
That's right. Well, you've been going there for a year and a half after you started having your heart trouble.
That's right. Right? That's right. You don't have to wait till then.
No, yeah,
you don't have to wait.
We highly recommend going before
you have your heart trouble. Yeah.
Well, and then so 888-627-6008 if anybody wants to call in if they were also at Vandermeer. You know, and one of the things, too, to clarify, too, like Casper saying, I think when they have the fireworks shows, it's pretty typical that they have people overflowing in the parking lot and parked along the side of the roads. I just think that was all good. And then you look at what's going on.
I just hope that translates. Hope that translates into voters.
Well, I hope, you know, to go back to, you know, the
talking
about
the
climate.
And they can vote out, you know, the county commissioners who want the health department.
Businesses closed down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here, and like I said, you go back to these Democrat cities where the crime rate is up horrendously. And it's not just, I think there's first of all, it's some of these criminal justice so-called reforms.
Yeah, reform,
essentially just letting bad guys back out on the street. I also think, though, tell me what you think, Chuck. You get into these protests, you see these people rioting, vandalizing. They still haven't cleaned up the state capitol here in Colorado. And the message it sends to people is you can do whatever you want and nothing's going to happen to you. And they're absolutely right. And the thing is, you know, they say, oh, Black Lives Matter, but only if it's something they can exploit for their political purpose. If it's an 8-year-old girl that they can't exploit, the parents don't care, right? The mayor is forced to say in Atlanta, well, maybe we shouldn't let them take over the Wendy's. I'm like, gee, you think, you know, you think that maybe you shouldn't let them do that? Seattle had to go in after murders there. You think?
That was a summer of love, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just insanity. And
well, when's it all going to turn? I don't know. There's a great article by Kurt Schlichter. It said GOP saps need to quit being idiots. And he starts off, I want to know the name of one single voter who cried out, quote, take that Columbus Day. And now Fort Benning is known as Fort Diversity Rainbow Unicorn. I shall cast my ballot proudly for the generic GOP stooge who helped make that happen. Because when my country is burning and I am under attack, I want to be represented by people whose first inclination is to suck up to Democrats. And that's absolutely true. That's what they think. That's what Cory Gardner thinks. That's what, what's his name, Indiana Braun thinks. I mean, he said, we can have a seat at the table. Well, you're going to be on the table. You're going to be the dinner idiot. And Cory Gardner, I mean, you know, hey, I'm helping with apprenticeships and they're not going to get real jobs. So hopefully we'll give it to the Indians and the Pakistanis. But what the heck?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll give it to the Chamber of Commerce, H-1B visas.
Right.
Well, and you're right about that. And I think you got to wonder if President Trump is sort of changing gears, right? I mean, his speech, I think, on the 4th of July, there's been a lot of, okay, you need to start President Trump articulating stuff. And I think, and it's like, and quit listening to Jared Kushner, I think is what you would say.
Never listen to him. Or his daughter.
But I think that, you know, you look at the crime rates, the murders going, because you know if murders are going up, I mean, they don't even bother telling you what's happening with auto thefts, right? I saw in Denver.
That's not a crime anymore, is it?
A record number of bicycle thefts, right? A lady, they were quoting a lady saying, we were in our house and I see some guy in our garage, he ran in, took the bike and left, on the bike, right? It's like, why do you think that is happening? It's happening because these progressive George Soros funded criminal justice, so-called reform policies are letting criminals on the street.
And the Republicans are in response?
Doing nothing.
Nothing.
You have to fight back and you have to push back. And I think, you know, our friend Karen Cataline with her show here on Spouting Off, she's absolutely right. It's part of a bigger conspiracy, right? What they want to do is they want to destabilize the United States. They want to make you afraid. They want you to wear a mask. They don't want you to go to Bandimere Speedway. They're doing that as an example to Bandimere. If they shut him down, if they punish him, if you're another business.
Cheered on by Channel 4.
Well, and you know what is, and that's why Polis is, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Yeah. If you're a business, what do you do if you say, well, I don't care. People don't have to wear a mask in my business, right? They want to try to shut them down so they control everybody. And then, you know, it's just, and we have to not let them, I think.
I mean, I understand Democrats. You know, I understand their strategy. Right. I understand what they're doing. I don't like it, but I understand it.
Right.
Republicans, I'm like Kurt Schlichter, going, what are you doing? Why do you think this is a good strategy? Who's telling you that this is what, you know, that you ought to go on the show on Fox and make a total fool of yourself and show you a tool and that'll be help. That'll help. You know, you'll be doing just great. There is a reason why Tucker Carlson is the number one show, because he's talking out against it. And yet, is there any Republican? Every once in a while, Rand Paul, he'll fight against the hideous health people sometimes.
Where's Mitch McConnell?
Oh, we know exactly where they are.
They're at the Chamber of Commerce sub-basement.
Yeah, they're in the Russia Did It caucus room. But they're just hideous. I mean, I don't know.
Well, and it's
you know, you're kind of like, okay, it's us, the blue team versus the red team or something. And then you kind of go, but we don't have a team.
We don't have.
I mean, Cory Gardner, I hate to rail on him, but it's just kind of like, what's the strategy here? Really talking about apprenticeships? You really think that's
well? And like I said,
and we know they're phony anyway, because you can't wait to get H-1 visa people. So they can have the apprenticeships, and the other people get the jobs, and the other ones can go in the unemployment line.
Well, and we already already know. I mean, how many times have we talked about on this show at the state capitol, right? They have hundreds of people show up to protest the vaccine bill. What do they do? They pass it.
Oh, right away.
We've been to Denver City Council meetings where hundreds of people show up to a protest, a big high density development right in their neighborhood, right? And they pass it anyway. So we've known for a long time that too many lawmakers don't listen to people. They don't care what people think. They care about the lobbyists and the big money people. But again, with the state legislature, this in this special non-special session that they held, Denver City Council, they're using the coronavirus as a reason to not have public hearings. And we know that they don't care what we think. Now, they're not even pretending anymore. Now they're going to look, we don't care what you think. It's a waste of everyone's time for us to even ask you what you think. So again, in Denver, they don't say they're going to quit doing city business, right? They are, and nor does the reporter actually dig into that at all and say, well, what about all of these hearings where, you know, on second reading in Denver City Council, you're supposed to have a second hearing for the public comment section, right? But if you can't have a public section, public comment section, how can you pass the law? They're like, well,
no
we don't
problem.
Know. The staff will figure that out. You would think that'd be the kind of thing you should ask first. Well, the reason they're not asking it first is they have no intention of letting you talk. That's what the whole thing is about. I wonder what's going to happen next January. We're going to be in another flu season. Is the state legislature going to say, oh, not going to have
no
public hearings?
More of those
no more
people.
Stupid public hearings. We don't care what you people think anyway. Donald Trump, I think, is our only hope. People elected him because there was a sense that he listened and he was.
Well, he put out a tweet saying, I'm a soul warrior. And a lot of times that's how you feel. I mean, they're just who is backing him up anywhere? I mean, anywhere. I mean, maybe us, you know, Hannity and Tucker Carlson and a few Laura Ingraham, maybe. But beyond that, it's just an amazing world out there of people who are shaking in their boots, wearing their masks. And I guess, you know, I just saw Gallup just came out, and it's one of the two polls that I pay attention to these days. They don't seem to have a political agenda that I can discern anyway. And they have Trump down at 39%. So I'm sure that's...
Well, you got to wonder about polls and things, too.
Well, yeah, but I kind of trust that one. But, you know, I don't see any other polls. You know, I guess Rasmussen's up to 47, but they serve, a great purpose, but it isn't a very accurate poll, per se.
Well, it is. The polls are concerning because, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's hard. And, you know, once again, what do you think? 888-627-6008. It's hard to tell what do I think is going to happen versus what do I hope is going to happen and what do I fear is going to happen.
Right.
Things like the fireworks, things like people showing up at Bandimere, give me hope that the average person out there who's not paying attention to politics or talking about
it should be. It affects every day.
Exactly.
It's hard to avoid talking
might
politics as you can't
themselves.
Go to work or you can't go to something else. I mean,
you know,
how do you avoid politics?
And that they might start just asking questions. They might start saying, okay, yeah, this whole unity thing, peace and unity, peace and love, that's great. But in the meantime, what about the fact that the homicide rate is up 350%. In Denver, we had in a matter of hours, one murder and four shootings, you know, over on Saturday, right? You would hope in Park Hill, you would hope that people would start saying, you know, what's going on with that? And maybe try to hold the politicians accountable and maybe start saying, you know what, actually, these guys are not looking out for me. And I don't maybe like Donald Trump's hair and I don't like his tweets, but I sure as heck would like to be safe in my neighborhood and my home. I sure as heck would like to reopen my business. I sure as heck would have to want to quit wearing these stupid masks all the time, you know? It's
don't lean in there, Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. And that's what I hope, you know? And there's, unfortunately, there's just not that much time until November, you know?
No, there's not.
They're going to do the all-mail ballot.
Yep. And oh well.
And they're gonna I'm glad to see Trump is planning a
but there are it's good news. You gotta look when there's good news, you gotta remember that and celebrate it.
What's so the good news?
Disney is getting together with Colin Kaepernick and a radical director to
and Meghan Markle will voice it.
And Meghan Markle will voice it and we'll all have a happy time there. So
what's the movie gonna be about?
It's more of a documentary.
About
I don't know, social justice. Whatever Colin Kaepernick wants it to be.
And you notice no NFL teams have picked him up still, you know.
Well, hope they do, because I don't think I remember he was at University of Nevada and I thought he's a great quarterback, and then after 3 or 4 years in the NFL he's kind of shot.
Well, and here's, you know, tying in with it too is the Washington Redskins have to change their name,
ah,
the Cleveland Indians
sure.
have to change their name.
Yeah.
You
Red
know,
Wade.
In the meantime though, Nike showed showed massive fourth quarter losses, which, by the way, is why they're canceling their Facebook ads. They're not canceling their Facebook ads for political reasons. They're canceling them because their bottom line
Every once in a while, I'll pick up something and I'll see the Nike thing. No, not going to buy that.
Well, because the people who buy Nike are not social justice warriors. Nike is not outfitting the protesters, right? Free shoes for every protester, right? As long as the little kids in China put out enough of them. But the thing with the names is that's even more what they're trying to do, I think. They being these progressive.
But I love it. I love how they're going after Harriet Tubman. They're going after Martin Luther King.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It's just kind of like, who?
Well, and again, I think it's.
They're going to tear down Kasper Kaepernick's.
Colin
Kaepernick's statue.
They're shooting 8-year-old girls and saying, oh, well, that's okay. And the parents are crying and people are being mad at the parents. The Atlanta mayor is kind of dismayed that all of this is happening because now she may not get to be Joe Biden's running mate. She's like, well, I don't want to let him. They want, I think, make everybody so afraid and so unpinned. It's like being in an abusive relationship, right? You're on pins and needles the whole time. It's like the frog, you start the pot boiling slowly, and before you know it, you're in this terrible place, only it doesn't seem so terrible because it took you a while to get here, and you don't really know how to get out of it. I think that's what they're trying to create. You don't know whether to say, go Redskins. Oh, I can't say that, and I'm racist. You can't say whatever word, and it's like, you can't say blacklist anymore, right? You can't say what?
Chess one, they said that's also a racist
chess is
game.
Bad because it's black, the white players move first in
chess.
Yes,
that's right.
Actually, I didn't know that.
Well, now you learn. You start of a great chess career.
It's like insanity there. And hopefully come November, people wake up. But I do worry what happens if they don't. I do worry what happens if they take over the Senate, right? I think they'll get rid of the filibuster. So
right
they'll just
away.
Get rid right of away. That right away, which of course we couldn't do.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
And then they'll just kind of start passing things like that. And all you have is Trump doing his executive orders, but you have all of these Democrat attorney generals who are suing him every time he turns around. And then meanwhile,
I'm just waiting for the kickback. Usually there's a kickback, and I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I don't know where, if there is one, I haven't seen it. Certainly haven't in Republican politicians, as you noted, Casper and Lauren Bobbitt, the other ones here in Colorado. I'm sure Patrick's doing a good job, maybe Chris Holbert, but boy.
Dave Williams. Well, they do what they can, right? And they show up at these events and they tweet out things and they do positive things, and yet they need the support. And I think, I think the mask could be the next big battle. I do think it's interesting because, again, I don't think Polis does not do things without an agenda, right? If he's saying, we have to wear a mask, and you're seeing it become mandated in more places, right? And that's why they want the numbers to go up. They keep saying, the numbers are up, even though the numbers are not up.
The number of cases are up because they're testing.
They're testing,
but the number of deaths, the whole point of coronavirus is you don't want to die from it. But it isn't how many people have got the antibodies to it.
Right. But even bigger than that, though, they're counting anyone that you may have come in contact with as presumed to be an active case now.
Well, there you
go. I mean, so it's, and I saw the statistic. It was like, so for you, for every one person who's tested positive, they're giving an extra 17 cases.
Well, there you go. That'll hike it up.
Right. Well, that'll have an impact because they want to be able to say,
the good part about that is it takes down the morbidity rate. So it's going to be down to like
0.00.
Well,
that's where they're saying it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Mortality rate doesn't care. Yeah. We don't care about that at all anymore. So it's a mess. It is a mess,
but everybody's going to do the best they can. And I'm not wearing my mask. I'm going to go with Vandermeer Speedway and this weekend and really try to push back the best we can against kind of overwhelming odds in its own way.
Well, and show the businesses, if you open up, we'll support you. If you don't make me wear a mask, I'll support you.
I'm not sure I'm going to sue somebody who says you have to have a mask or not come in here, but I think I'll certainly walk out and go to someplace else.
Well, I make a point of, I did that at my liquor store.
You don't know what a big sacrifice that was for Julie. You think, who cares? But no, that's our home away from home.
The guy said, hey, thank you for not wearing a mask. And I was like, thank you for not making me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is my liquor store now, right? Yeah. We need to support each other and support that kind of thing. That's going to do it for us.
Yep, that's it.
want to let folks know, check out Colorado
CitizenPress.com. Got great stories on the Republican Party. I think we'll do maybe one of those stories later this week.
Right, exactly. Senegenics, check them out too, Tom. Chuck and Julie sent you. If you missed the show, oh, and thank you to Casper Stockham.
Casper, for coming on. I'm glad we got somebody who's at the event, which that may become kind of a rallying point for the whole state to go out there.
Yeah. We'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. It's Chuck and Julie One on Twitter. Got a Facebook page, Chuck and Julie on Facebook, YouTube channel. Go figure, Chuck and Julie. Chuck and Julie.
We're
pretty tricky out there. If you go to, you can get to all of that. If you're like, what? All of those things, just go to our website, chuckandjulie.com. That'll take you everywhere. Thank you. We'll be back again on Wednesday and then again on Friday. Yep. Thank you to the great guys at BBS.
Hang in there and don't wear the mask.
Don't wear your mask. We'll see you Wednesday.
Take care.